In Scotland, New Year's Eve is called Hogmanay. Now, I can say that, but let's hear a real Scot say it. Someone like Colin Blaine. Colin, go ahead.
You're bang on, Lisa. It's Hogmanay. It's the day before New Year's Day, so it's New Year's Eve, and a very different day here from Christmas. It's a day for a party, and we'll be having lots of parties in different parts of Scotland, all over the country, in fact, on Hogmanay.
So that's where you are, because you are BBC's former Scotland correspondent, joining us now from Glasgow, where you live. So Hogmanay has a long tradition, and it's kind of surprising that New Year's Eve is celebrated even more than Christmas, given the fact that Scotland is a primarily Christian country. What is the history of it?
Well, the background is that although Scotland has been a Christian country for a very long time, there was a strong Reformation tradition, a strong Presbyterian tradition that arose in the 16th century around the time of Mary, Queen of Scots. And so Christmas was relegated as being a festival that was somehow not Christian enough, according to the Bible. So instead, the old midwinter festival became more popular. And Hogmanay, no one knows quite what the origins of the word are. They might be Viking, they could be Norman, French, they may even be Greek. But Hogmanay became the premier winter festival, and it wasn't until 1958 that Christmas Day in Scotland was even a public holiday.
That's amazing. 1958, and what made that change?
I guess times began to change, but even after then, a lot of people went to work on Christmas Day, and they would be saving their holiday for New Year's Day, Hogmanay, and the 2nd of January, because that's when the real fun started. It's a more balanced thing in Scotland now, but we still have many of those old traditions. We still have wonderful things like first footing, where people wait in their homes, really fearing to come out. Older people don't want to come out until they've had someone arrive, bringing them a gift and bringing them good luck. It's got to be the right kind of person as well. It has to be someone who's tall and dark, going to be the first person to arrive in the new year, bringing you luck.
Well, in Scotland, I guess there are a lot of tall and dark people. But if you're at home waiting for somebody to come in, somebody has to be brave enough to go out to come into somebody else's house.
That's right. In fact, sometimes folk will make an arrangement. They will say to one of their neighbours, look, you're tall and dark. Make sure you get to my house tomorrow morning, because otherwise I can't go out. That was such a strong tradition among the old timers that they wouldn't leave their homes until they'd had that bringing of luck. And the person who came would sometimes bring a piece of coal or peat for the fire or something special to eat. Traditionally, black bun, which you don't see much now, but traditionally that was the bringing of luck.
I hesitate to ask, what is black bun?
Well, it's a kind of bread, but it's quite sweet. So something that would be regarded as a treat.
So Hogmanay itself, you told us what has happened in the past. What's the current way of celebrating? What's going to happen tomorrow night?
It hasn't changed so much, but what will happen is that people will prepare for the bells, which are the moment of the new year coming in. They will be at a party somewhere. If you're in Edinburgh, it'll be a huge street party. But I'll be at a party in my own house. I'll have a number of friends round, and we'll keep an eye on TV now to watch for the countdown to the bells. And then when new year comes, everybody will link arms in my front room, and we'll make an attempt at Auld Lang Syne. I mean, we're not brilliant at singing it, but everyone will have a go, and there'll be a real sense of community. I think that's one of the things that survives. That's one of the things that people enjoy about Hogmanay, everybody getting together.
Now, that's what a lot of people forget, I think, because we sing Auld Lang Syne here as well when the ball drops in Times Square. And this actually comes from a Scot, from Robert Burns' poem.
That's exactly right, and it's very popular here. I have to say, one of my neighbours is a bagpiper, and I went to his flat for New Year a few years ago for Hogmanay, and he played in a small flat with his son and his son's friend. They had three pipers marching around the flat at New Year, so you can guess that everybody knew that the bells had rung.
So you're going to be singing it with your pals, linking arms, tomorrow night. You want to give us a little preview of it right now?
Hey, listen, I'll tell you, I've got to have had some whiskey before I do that. And one of the interesting things, and it is very much a party, and as a certain amount of drinking goes on, is that the tradition in the Western Isles, where my wife comes from, is that when you arrive in the house for Hogmanay, the householder will open the whiskey bottle and throw the cork in the fire, because the whiskey is not going back in the cupboard. You know, that's the tradition of generosity and hospitality that Hogmanay is all about.
So how do you wish each other a happy New Year or a happy Hogmanay?
Pretty much the same as everybody else. We'll shake hands, there'll be some kissing and hugging, and you'll wish people a good New Year, and many owe them.
Well, Colin Blaine, just retired as the BBC Scotland correspondent, we take a cup of kindness to you for a happy Hogmanay.
Thank you very much indeed, and a good New Year to you too.
And surely you'll be your pine stoop, and surely I'll be mine. And we'll tack a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Lisa Mullins.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.
And we'll talk correct again.